This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Hi, I'm Dave DeFore.
I'm John Schaub.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are theater geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. Mm-hmm. We're doing lilting voices tonight. That's our goal. Lilting. Hi, I'm Dave DeFore. Topic for this week, we're going to be talking about summer shows. We're heading into the summer season, and I'm sure that a lot of our colleagues out there in community theater land are looking at summer shows. I guess the big question is, do you do a summer show, and why? And what's the point? What are your goals for it? What happens if you don't do one? And does it always have to be a musical? I mean, there's a lot of different questions here. Let's start with, do you do a summer musical? Is it kind of de rigueur, as we say?
De rigueur?
Well, yeah, required. It kind of used to be. It kind of used to be, I think. It wasn't on a lot of people's, it wasn't on their season, but it mm-hmm. was an extra added attraction. And normally it was larger than life. I mean, bigger than shows that you do during your regular season. Maybe it was in an outside, I don't mean outdoors, but just a different venue, a larger stage. And hopefully it attracted a larger cast, which then, you know, meant a larger audience.
I mean, like doing a show like The Music Man, which can right. accommodate a lot of kids and younger
right.
people, and
absolutely.
Or Oklahoma, things with, or, you know, anything like that. It occurred to me, I wonder, did community theaters doing summer shows, is that sort of an outgrowth of the idea of summer stock, you know, the straw hat circuit of theaters that they
see,
call
I don't know. Well, I
wonder
I don't
if there's
know.
A relationship there.
I just think that the summertime is a time when so many people have that time, you know, during the school year, kids are busy, mm-hmm. parents are busy, you know, and the summer is usually a time when you have a little bit more time, maybe you have more daylight for sure,
yeah.
but you have, you know, but so, you know, you try to do these larger shows in the summers when, you know, you can, like you said, Marcia, you can get more people involved.
Right.
And people have that time to probably experience theater more, maybe.
Well, you know, that's one side of it. The other side is, it's also when all the area summer theaters that do nothing but musicals and that do them only in the summer, mm-hmm. they start up their seasons.
Right.
So instead of just competing with other community theaters, you're competing with the summer theaters. So is it, in the long run, is it worth the time, effort, and money to put on a big summer musical?
Well, I think our record is generally one of success with summer shows.
Sure.
But I think that it also depends a little bit in terms of, I mean, I'm talking about success in terms of being able to sell it and that kind of thing. But it also depends on what is your goal. Is your goal, because if one of the goals is to draw new talent and involve them in some way, then I think that that's another measure of success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's certainly worth it if that's what you can accomplish with it.
Well, I mean, I've always thought that's kind of one of the reasons why you do it. And the other is that, you know, college kids, you can't get them active during the school year as a general rule,
right.
unless you have a college or a university close to your
right.
community theater. And so, you know, it is one of the only ways that some of those kids get a chance to perform after high school
mm-hmm.
for 4 or 5 years is by getting a chance to do a summer show.
Sure.
And, you know, we're constantly trying to reach out to a younger generation and get them involved, get them interested in theater. And so that when they are having kids and they get, you know, they get married,
right.
they have kids, they want to continue to bring their children and to the theater to see a family show, or their spouse to a theater to see.
Right.
To see something more like a date night show. So, and the easiest way to do that, I think, is by trying to get them involved in those summer productions.
Mm-hmm.
Make them big, you know, and I don't think you have to have an outside venue, although we've used outside venues before, but I think you can figure out creative ways to use your smaller venue even to still get a lot of people involved.
Yeah, and our theater's done both, and I think it, yeah. you know, it can, I think there's pros and cons. You know, the big con of moving outside, of course, is rental. You know, if you have your own building and it's something that, you know, you either have it or it's a lower cost venue that you use all the time,
right,
then obviously there's a benefit there. What's the ideal summer musical? I mean,
limited. If it's one that you want to get a lot of kids and families involved in, you're kind of limited.
Right. You know? Think so?
Yeah. Because the new musicals today are, content-wise,
yeah,
are not really family fair, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But you go back to Rodgers and Hammerstein, and that's always family fair. Or The Music Man, or any one of the number of shows that we've done in the summertime.
Yeah, Music Man is a summertime. It's about a summertime.
It's resurrected every summer.
Yeah,
Harold Hill lives in the summer.
There are great shows. Music Man, Annie, even though it's kind of a Christmassy show, it's still a great show for summers.
Right.
Yeah. You know, anything that involves a lot of different ages of people too, so that maybe entire families can get involved. That's the cool thing about summer shows a lot, is that you can get the whole family involved if they're a talented family.
We did Seussical one summer too. Wasn't that our summer musical? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a
Seussical,
such a fun
Beauty
show.
And the Beast, and even shows like Hairspray that have a lot of youth and energy. I think a show with high energy is great in the summer, because people, you know, you have that energy anyway. The summer seems to give you that kind of energy, and then to move that into a large energetic production is fun as well.
Okay, now I hate to be the downside. These are all the upsides of doing a summer musical. The downside is that, number one, you're competing with other summer theaters.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number two, today, most every kid that comes out of college and even high school, the first thing they want is a summer job so that they can pay for their tuition or buying a car or whatever they want to do. And therefore, is it not true that we're finding less and less they're able to participate in a summer musical? I hope I'm wrong, but that's
I don't know if that situation is any different than it has been in the past.
Kids didn't used to come flat out of school and go to work.
No.
I don't know.
Summer vacations. You run into summer vacations.
You do that, and that's why a lot of times a summer musical has a longer rehearsal process or a shorter. You can either go shorter so that you
longer.
Give people a little bit more time.
Also with college students, you don't get the whole summer. The colleges have moved to the point where their 15th of August school is starting.
Schools are the same.
Which I really dislike.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be Labor Day was when you would start.
Exactly.
You know, Labor Day
was the end of summer.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to them.
And I don't know. I think write your congressman. Because
that does make a big difference. I mean, it's affected the way we try to schedule our show here.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't used to open our summer show until the last weekend of July. And a lot of times we wouldn't audition it until the first weekend of June or the last weekend of May.
Mm-hmm.
We're now trying to push everything forward to 2 weeks. So we audition at the beginning of May with a mid-July opening date.
Yeah, we run into the 4th of July weekend too, depending on how the
we work around that. But that was specifically done so that we could give families a chance to have vacation time after. So they go through an 8-week rehearsal process or a 9-week rehearsal process where we hope that they'll be with us. You know, for the most of that, although I still make accommodations for people who are taking a week of vacation here or there.
Right.
But then that gives them a large chunk of time.
But you can do that if you have a longer rehearsal
schedule. Or a shorter, and then you give them a chunk of time, like from third weekend of July all the way through when they open school. They get 3 or 4 weeks almost to take a vacation after that.
Right.
So, it's just we try to be more accommodating with people's schedules than maybe we used to be with the summer musicals as well.
It'd be nice to have a little informal poll of our listeners. What summer shows are you doing? Are you doing a summer show, and what is it? Because that'd be kind of cool to see, because there may be some titles out there that other listeners haven't even heard about that may be good, maybe great summer shows. What summer shows have you done in the past that have been successful on all the counts that we've been talking about?
I will say that we were talking about, we're talking to most people who are probably working out of smaller venues, because most community theaters theaters are smaller. Mm-hmm. But some of these larger community theaters with larger staffs, I love the idea of being able to take the summer off and not worry about that summer musical, give everybody a break, and then I could clean my light fixtures. You should see our light fixtures.
John, you have a terribly boring life of cleaning your light fixtures.
It's the highlight of your summer vacation.
Every time I go up to move a light, I blow on it. Then get the dust off of it.
That's the best I can do. Well, you're talking about those. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant going home and cleaning light
fixtures. No. But it does give you a chance. And we try to make sure that for example, even with our summer musical, we still try to have that month of August so that we can then get ready for our season, which begins in September. Everybody's season. Most people either begin in September with their season or in January. Yeah. And using that month to be able to get the theater ready then and having that downtime in the summer is great because we do a general cleanup of the building. Mm-hmm. And then we try to do some repairs to the building in August if we need to. And we try to just get things ready to go for the new season. So there's no harm in having that downtime in the summer at all. If you can take the downtime. And most theaters can find that. And of course, then there are a lot of smaller community theaters that are working in venues that don't have air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so their seasons may run over the summer, but...
That's hard to imagine, no air conditioning in a theater.
Really?
But it does exist.
There's one fairly close to us that...
Unless they've
had it put in the last 10 years. And I could not ever imagine... working with some of the summers that we've had.
Right,
So we tell people, come here and see a good show and cool off.
That's it.
You know?
That's right.
That's a big draw.
Just have the little penguin sign out front.
There you go.
From the cool cigarettes.
Do you think that a summer musical should be made more of an event? For example, like a couple of summers ago, what were we doing? We were doing... We were talking about doing The Wizard of Oz, which is a great summer show because you can get kids and adults involved.
And people haven't seen it.
Nobody's seen it. But one of the things that we talked about doing, and we didn't really get a chance to do it, was to hire one of those twister rides to come in and put a twister ride in the parking lot so that people could actually ride a twister before they came to see the show or they could ride it afterward.
I would imagine the insurance on that would be a little prohibitive.
Well, most of those people bring their own insurance with them.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You'd be good.
So you just have to have the space. But I mean, so what do you think about making the summer event something?
Well, I think that's a good idea.
If you do a show that fits in with it, I think it's a great
publicity.
Idea.
Publicity is always good.
You know, Joseph is a great summer show, and a couple of summers ago when we did Joseph, and it was in conjunction with our 50th anniversary, but we had ice cream in the lobby every night and just tried to make it a very social event for people.
Too bad we didn't have a camel ride in the parking lot.
Oh! It's because you didn't say anything. I might have tried to get a camel ride.
No one asks me. My mind is working all the time.
I like that idea of having camel rides. That would have been cool.
Yeah. For next time, because I'm sure we'll do Joseph again at some point.
But what do you think? Should you try to make it more of a special event?
Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, we've done that with our youth theater shows and made our youth theater shows much more events for the whole family.
So the audience is involved in something.
Yeah, well, like our youth theater plays, normally we have like
popcorn.
We'll do popcorn, but we also, with the play, we have carnival games on the front sidewalk and we do things like that. Although this year it may change because we've switched our musical and our play, the type of year they are. But, it really excites people to have more to do. So they actually come to the theater 45 minutes early. They hang out, and it becomes much more of an event. So I think if you could do something like that with your summer musical, if you decide to do one, it can be a great way to, really expand the time people spend in your theater.
If you did the Music Man, you could have local barbershop groups roaming around the parking lot or in the theater.
Do an ice cream social.
Right.
Do ice cream before the show.
Giving away all these ideas.
Or do ice cream socials after. The problem with a show, most summer musical style shows that we're talking about are long.
They're no longer than any other musicals.
Well, no, but to have an ice cream social afterward might be difficult. But if you could do like an hour before and maybe do an ice cream social just prior, and it may be an extra fee. It might be actually another way for you to have more income with that summer show.
Yeah.
Or you increase the ticket price for the night. And, so if you're doing, if your ticket price is $15 and you want to have an ice cream social, maybe you set your ticket price at $20 and...
Well, I think the whole point is if your theater has always done a summer musical, it's very hard to stop.
It is.
Without everybody thinking, oh my God, they're going down,
going out of business,
you know, they're going out of business. If you haven't done one, then maybe you want to stop and think before you institute that.
Well, yeah, because
once there, you're never going to, it's never going to be gone.
But if you're getting audience and you're getting involvement, it's worth doing.
I think.
Well, I will say that, you know, we started doing at our theater, and I know you guys, everybody's theater is different, but I think we found something that maybe a lot of you might also find, however, which is we started doing a large summer musical off-site.
Mm-hmm.
And it continued.
That means in a different auditorium.
At a different venue. And that summer musical continued to grow in popularity and in attendance. And then all of a sudden, it took a downturn. And it continued. Then so it grew, I think, for 4 years. We saw the attendance grow. And then for the last 2 years that we did that, the attendance dropped dramatically.
Right.
We couldn't find an underwriter. The novelty wore off.
Mm-hmm.
So then we started doing something different, which is we came back to our old opera house and we started doing summer melodramas, which were much more kind of in keeping with the historical quality of the building.
Right.
And then we saw that kind of do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so then we started doing summer musicals again, but we did them in our own venue. Well, then that kind of dwindled off. Then we went outside to bigger venues. And so you may find that if you are still doing some sort of summer production, you may find that you're having constantly to reinvent that production in some way, because eventually the newness or the novelty wears off.
To the opera house to see a musical. Oh, we're going to go to this big, huge theater and that will be fun.
Yeah.
Except.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, things go in cycles like fashions and hemlines and everything else, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, yeah, and so being creative, it's all about community theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week we talked about budgets.
Yeah.
And you have to be creative in community theater because you don't have $1 million budgets for your shows.
Some of us don't.
Well, most don't.
Not for a show, you don't.
Not usually. For a show.
Not for a community theater show.
So being creative and being creative with your summer stuff and figuring out ways to get people into your building. And you know, it's like almost one-upping those summer stock theaters because they may have professional actors. To be perfectly honest, though, not all summer stock theaters have great professional performers.
And most of them are not yet professionals. They're college kids who are studying theater and music and dance, and therefore they have like a step up on some of the people that you find around here. But they're not really – just because they're getting paid does not make them professional.
No, and some of our performers are at this something like the same level.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, and you'll find in most community theaters that you have there's often a group of performers who have performed professionally, and who have chosen different paths with their lives, and they still use community theater as an outlet for their creativity, which is awesome. You know, because they can really bring the quality of a show up. What do you think about in the summer? This is something I've always maybe as that way of creating something new or the novelty to hire like a decent professional performer to come in to play a guest artist.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that at our theater a number of times, but we've never done it. I'm sure a lot of theaters do it, but I'd love to hear from a theater that's doing it, how it works and
I'd be curious to know.
Well, I would say I think it's a good idea. I mean, obviously you have to publicize it and it has to be somebody whose name would make an impact on your potential audience.
Yeah, either a community member who's made good.
Yeah, I've seen some where they've hired in like directors who absolutely are not worth the money that they're being paid, obviously. So, you know, you kind of have to be careful.
Right.
I think it's better with a performer than a director, actually. But, I think it's a good idea if you pick the right show and the right person.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I've never worked with in that situation, so I don't even know. I would be curious to know if anybody that we
I would imagine that if you can get something like that underwritten, that if it's enough of a name or if there's enough of an interest in a professional coming in, that it could conceivably increase your bottom line on that show. If you can get the individuals salary fee paid for initially. Yeah. That would be interesting.
And that's another thing about summer musicals, especially, is it's really helpful if you can get like great underwriting going for those summer shows, because the summer show really can make a large amount of money for your annual budget.
Yeah.
You know, it can, it can be a great benefit as long as the audience is still attending, like what we were talking about, you know.
Sure.
So, and if you have the right show.
So we're all looking forward to the summer, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the winter has pretty much beaten us over the head pretty hard here. So I think that that's probably the part of the reason.
Right.
And we even had snow here in northern Indiana
in May.
What, like middle of April?
April
15th or something
April
like that.
April 15th.
Crazy.
Yeah. So anyway. Well, be sure to stop by our store where you can at theatergeeks.com/store where you can find hats, caps, mugs, underwear,
t-shirts.
Shot glasses, t-shirts.
Yeah, the t-shirts are great.
Oh, you know, there's something else that I know that Marsha loves, and that is the little stuffed bears.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yep.
They're adorable.
Yeah, and the little stuffed bears have been there.
They're soft.
Great little gifts.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
I need to. I should
get
one of
those. They make great baby gifts.
That's
the little
true.
Ones.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that just had a baby, a Theater Geeks bear just will lighten their life.
That's right. That's
right. And get them started on the road to a theater career early.
Early.
Isn't that the idea?
I got a little 9-month-old granddaughter that probably ought to have one of those.
Oh, geez. Here we go. Are you going to show us pictures, David?
Well, not on a podcast. I'm not. No. Not on an audio podcast.
So where can people catch us, Dave?
What? They could catch us at TuneIn. TuneIn Radio. They could catch us at Stitcher, On Demand Radio. They could catch us at iTunes. They could catch us on Apple TV, the iTunes there, and watch us on TV, sort of, kind of, at least watch our logo while you listen to us. You can also listen to us at blueberry.com, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, blueberry with no E's.com, and on the Blueberry on the Roku box in the audio section under Arts Theater Geeks is there. And where else? Every other place in the world.
There's a reason why we're called Theater Geeks and not Tech Geeks, because I have no idea what anything
we're
is.
We're looking for... actually, I'm trying to get us on to iHeartRadio Talk. But I don't know if we're going to...
We're not there yet.
We'll certainly let you know
when we are.
Yeah, right. And then this whole ending segment will be even longer. So...
Oh.
That's all from us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaub.
And I'm Marsha Fulmer. We are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.